We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacena with this morning's top local stories. It's not just cold outside. It is record cold. Brutally cold. Here's AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
I mean, we set the record last night before midnight when it dropped to 13 degrees, and then we were already in record territory when we crossed over midnight for today. The record for today, the low was 12 degrees, set back in 1911, so we smashed that. I thought we'd get close to 8. We've been flirting with 9 and 10 degrees.
Our high today is only 27 degrees. Attorney General Dana Nessel, busy issuing search warrants and launching investigations into high-profile cases around Michigan. Here with the update is WWJ's Charlie Langton.
Well, Attorney General Dana Nessel says that she's using an old law to bring charges against at least 5 priests, despite local prosecutors not being able to prosecute those priests because of the passage of time. Those charges involve alleged sexual assault allegations. The allegations, some of them date back to 2002. Next, Dana Nessel issued an objection to the proposed DTE adjustments. A DTE submitted a request to the Michigan Public Service Commission for an additional $350 million. Nessel says they're only justified. The increase should be about $41 million. And finally, search warrants were executed on the city of Detroit regarding records from Mayor Mike Duggan and his chief of staff, Alexis Wiley. This is all part of the criminal investigation into the deletion of emails involving the Make Your Date nonprofit program with close ties to the mayor.
What is going on with that liquor shortage in Michigan? Here's WWJ's Rob St. Mary.
The Michigan Liquor Control Commission says Republic National Distributing Company will hold off on standard delivery to customers through Friday in an effort to get its systems fixed. In addition, the company plans to move about 20% of its stock back to an old facility. The company, one of only 3 in the state licensed to distribute liquor, was having computer problems since it moved into a new facility a few months ago. These problems led to delivery delays, causing empty shelves and low stocks of liquor at stores, bars, and restaurants. Republic says it hopes the efforts will help restore normal liquor deliveries by mid-December.
One of the most talked about players, currently not in the NFL, will get a chance to work out for interested teams this weekend. Now, are the Detroit Lions on that list? With more, here's WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
Good morning, Roberta. I think this is very interesting. That player, of course, Colin Kaepernick, who will be holding a private workout arranged by the NFL for interested teams this coming Saturday in Atlanta. The session, which is expected to be attended by representatives for most of the league's 32 clubs, the Lions included, will also include a series of off-the-field, one-on-one interviews with Kaepernick following the workout. Now, before anyone gets too excited at the thought of Kaepernick possibly joining the Lions or any NFL team, keep in mind that 1, he hasn't played a down in the NFL in 3 years, and 2, he immediately becomes the story for any NFL team that signs him, and that could create distractions for team officials and for players. And if there's anything that NFL teams hate, especially during the season, it's having distractions that force players and coaches to not zero in and focus on their practices, the game planning, and the games themselves.
A warning from one state lawmaker, communities that opt out of legal marijuana shops will foster a growth in the black market. Here's our Lansing Bureau Chief, Tim Skubick.
The state shortly is expected to legalize its first pot selling center, and that's good news, according to State Senator Jeff Irwin, but he says it's bad news that 1,300 communities have decided not to join in. He says in the long run, it's a bad idea because the black market will thrive in those communities under a non-state regulated approach.
For those communities that have said no and not ever, I agree, they're creating more of a problem in their communities. The goal is to get these transactions and these sales and this growing out of the neighborhoods and into a regulated and reasonable space. And the communities that continue to say no are basically pushing this activity into the neighborhoods. I think that's a mistake.
A former state lawmaker says he took a picture of a very unusual deer up north, a buck with 3 antlers in the Upper Peninsula. Steve Lindbergh posting the photo on his Facebook page. A veterinarian who looked at the photo says it's possible that something happened when the deer was in the womb. He says the three-antler deer is probably a one-in-a-million thing. And attention, soap opera fans, it could be the end of the line for Days of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Days of Our Lives is going on indefinite hiatus. Reports say the entire cast has been released from contract to save money while Sony Pictures TV and NBC decide whether to renew for a 56th season. Show's been on the air since 1965. You can still watch through next summer because the show shoots 8 months in advance.
That's our Deborah Rodriguez. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together, every 10 minutes on the 8s, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.